from the Career Opportunities Archives. This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook for May 13th, 2005. Today's column, Never Enough. Would you rather work for someone who praised you for your good work or someone who constantly denigrated your efforts? It seems an easy choice to make, but every day I see people, managers, and high-tech staffers alike, trapped in relationships where praise is in short supply. Even more, these same businesses often fail or never even approach their optimal levels of success. Yet these people often see no connection between the lack of praise and the fortunes of a store, department, or company. The never enough syndrome can drive many a high-tech worker into other jobs, if not other careers. Any project, large or small, is a success of 1,000, if not 1,000,000, steps. Each step brings you a bit closer to your goal, but too often we fail to recognize our smaller successes and the accomplishment of others. The dialogue often goes this way. Hey boss, I just solved that problem in the commit routine, or order entry, or network server login, etc. Well, that's nice, but... In one moment, a manager can either support his staff members or send them to the world of never enough. In the land of never enough, workers quickly discover that no matter what they do, no matter how hard they work, no matter how much money they save the company, it will never be enough to elicit even the smallest hint of praise from their managers. In one small encounter, you can either bootstrap staff members to even grander achievements or make them think, why bother? Yeah, but can be one of the most destructive forces in an office environment, and yet people use it every day. Wouldn't it be better to say, wow, that's going to move us exactly in the right direction. Now that we have this solved, what can we attack next? How would you look on someone who, when offered a gift, refused it as not good enough? You'd probably consider them rude, ill-mannered, and possibly just plain mean. Yet, when we refuse to acknowledge small successes, it's exactly the same experience. Someone comes to you saying, I did this good work for you, or the company, the family, etc., and you dismiss them. How would you feel in the same situation? Would you be inclined to bring any more successes to this person? Would you be inclined to accomplish anything at all? Don't get me wrong. This isn't about praising people when they've done wrong, or, more usually, done nothing. It's about acknowledging those people who have done well, and often consistently so. If someone's not performing well, give them one chance to improve, based on clear guidelines you provide. If they still don't perform, let them go. Too often we spend so much time focusing on the laggards in a group, we entirely fail to acknowledge the good work that is happening. Instead of trying to whip the laggards into shape, focus your attention on the accomplishments that are happening every day. Praise is a natural human need. We all need to feel that we're doing good work, and that someone, anyone, recognizes that fact. Should you praise someone for sharpening a pencil? Of course not. Should you praise them for debugging a troublesome web page? Of course. If you don't, most people will quickly understand that you never intend to praise them. They immediately know that you've entered the land of never enough and should just stop trying. Denying praise for the small successes in your company will ensure that your large successes are fewer and farther between. Everyone must feel that their efforts are appreciated as one small step in the march towards a project goal. They don't expect to be carried about on their co-workers' shoulders, or even given large raises, only that their success be acknowledged as a success. It's here that projects are made and unmade. The land of never enough is a lousy place to live, and an even worse place to work. If you find yourself there, as manager or staff, you're doomed to failure, unless you can learn to support the work of those around you. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WelchWrite.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip on our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website. This show is a production of WelchWrite.com, WelchWrite.com.